Later this week, Philadelphia will open its annual pop-up park on Aikens Oval along the Ben Franklin Parkway. And for the fifth year, the Oval will take over the parking lot in front of the Art Museum with vendors, games, and a beer garden. But as WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, this year, the Oval gets serious.
The Oval will still be programmed with fun things like movies, miniature golf, musicians, and street food. But after 4 years of the experimental pop-up park successfully attracting between 50 and 70,000 people to the parkway each summer, the city now wants to know exactly how many, where they're coming from, and how long they're staying. Jamie Godier of the Fairmont Park Conservancy says this year the park is wired for data collection.
There's a huge map of Philadelphia. So one of the ways that we're collecting data is by having people actually draw on that map to signify what they want to see at the parkway. And we have these overhead cameras that are taking thousands and thousands of pictures of what people are drawing. So we'll be able to collect and analyze that data. So that's just one way.
Godier says the park will also solicit written feedback from visitors about what they think the parkway should become and use Wi-Fi technology to count the number of visitors by their cell phones. The temporary park was designed by a company called Port Urbanism, and one of its partners, Megan Bourne, installed structures that encourage visitors to think about what the parkway used to look like in the past to better spark conversations about what it might become.
That was really exciting for us to think both super short-term this summer, but then also this kind of long-term strategic thinking about what happens here in the future.
This year, the parkway has already seen major changes, most significantly the capping of the 676 highway with expanded park grounds. The Oval Park also has expanded its footprint beyond Aikens Oval. There are now installation pieces on that 676 cap in front of the Free Library and at the Academy of Natural Sciences. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.